ते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम दिस इज द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड King Ayati Achieves Liberation, 19th chapter of the 9th canto, and today we will be discussing verses 18 and 19. So I'll just read the 18th one and then we will sing the 19th verse. Purnam Varsha Sahastram Me Vishayan Seva Satkrita Tathapi Chanu Savanam Trishna Te Shapajayate. Translation. I have spent a full 1,000 years enjoying sense gratification, yet my desire to enjoy such pleasure increases daily. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Maharaj Ayati is explaining in terms of his actual experience how strong are sexual desires even in old age. And then we come to today's verse. तस्मादेताम अहम् त्यक्त्वा ब्रह्मणि ध्यायमानसम् निर्द्वन्द्वो निरहंकारः चरिष्यामि मृगैः सह तस्मादेताम अहम् त्यक्त्वा ब्रह्मणि अध्ययमानसम् निर्द्वन्द्वो निरहंकारः चरिष्यामि मृगैः सह तस्मादेतामहं त्यक्त्वा ब्रह्मणि ध्यायमानसम् निर्द्वन्द्वो निरहंकारः चरिष्यामि मृगैः सह तस्मात् Therefore, etam, such strong desires for lusty affairs, aham, I, tyaktva, giving up, brahmani, unto the Supreme Absolute Truth, adhyaya, fixing, manasam, the mind, nirdvandvaha, without duality, Nir ahankaraha, without an identity of false prestige. Charishyami, I shall loiter or wander in the forest. Mrigai saha, with the forest animals. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Therefore, I shall now give up all these desires and meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, free from the dualities of mental concoction, free from false prestige, I shall wander in the forest with the animals. Purport. To go to the forest and live there with the animals, meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the only means by which to give up lusty desires. Unless one gives up such desires, one's mind cannot be freed from material contamination. Therefore, if one is at all interested in being freed from the bondage of repeated birth, death, old age and disease, after a certain age, one must go to the forest. Pancha shodvam vanam vrajet. After 50 years of age, one should voluntarily give up family life and go to the forest. The best forest is Vrindavan, where one need not live with animals, but can associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who never leaves Vrindavan. Cultivating Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan is the best means of being liberated from material bondage. For in Vrindavan, one can automatically meditate upon Krishna. Vrindavan has many temples, and in one or more of these temples, one may see the form of the Supreme Lord as Radha Krishna or Krishna Balaram, and meditate upon this form. As expressed here by the word Brahmani Adhyaya. One should concentrate one's mind upon the Supreme Lord, Parabrahman. This Parabrahman is Krishna, as confirmed by Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Krishna and his abode, Vrindavan, are not different. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. Vrindavan is as good as Krishna. Therefore, if one somehow or other gets the opportunity to live in Vrindavan, and if one is not a pretender, but simply lives in Vrindavan, and concentrates his mind upon Krishna, one will become liberated from material bondage. One's mind is not purified, however, even in Vrindavan, if one is agitated by lusty desires. One should not live in Vrindavan and commit offenses, for a life of offenses in Vrindavan is no better than the lives of the monkeys and the hogs there. Many monkeys and hogs live in Vrindavan and they are concerned with their sexual desires. Men who have gone to Vrindavan but who still hanker for sex should immediately leave Vrindavan and stop their grievous offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord. There are many misguided men who live in Vrindavan to satisfy their sexual desires, but they are certainly no better than the monkeys and the hogs. Those who are under the control of Maya, and specifically under the control of lusty desires, they are called Maya Mriga. Indeed, everyone in the conditioned stage of material life is a Maya Mriga. It is said, Maya Mrigam Daitapshitam Anvadvad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas to show his causeless mercy to the Maya Mrigas, the people of this material world who suffer because of lusty desires. One should follow the principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and always think of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. Then one will be eligible to live in Vrindavan and his life will be successful. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Take the blessings of all the assembled devotees, Vaishnavas. It's a wonderful glorification of Vrindavan Dham here. Because the previous verse we are, King Ayati is describing his experience with sense gratification. And his conclusion is that after enjoying for even 1,000 years, he is not satisfied. And Prabhupada is mentioning a point in the verse before this, there's a one line purport, and Prabhupada says that how strong are sexual desires even in old age. Unless one develops taste for Krishna consciousness, simply by age one doesn't get freed from sex desire. There's a very interesting story, I think Prabhupada quoted it once, I think, not sure, about Akbar and Birbal. You know, Akbar is asking his minister, Birbal, that till what age the sexual desires are continuing. So Birbal says they continue till the point of death also. So Akbar is not sure, he says, I don't believe this. He says, okay, you come to meet one person, one very old man, is just on his deathbed, he's about to leave his body. So you come there and bring your young daughter with you. So this king is coming, and you know, he's a very important person, and he's going to meet a person who's about to die. And he knows that the king is talking to me. But at the same time, the old man, his attention is more towards the daughter of the king. So then the king understood that how the attachment is so strong. It's amazing, you know, when we hear the story of Vishwamitra Muni and how he is also bewildered. So this power of Maya cannot be understood. It's actually, Krishna says, Duratyaya, Devi Esha Gunamai. No person by his intelligence or even knowledge of Shastra can overcome the attraction for the opposite sex. I may give a big lecture explaining how this is simply a bag of stool and urine, but just after that, next moment I myself may become victim. So simply knowledge is not enough. It takes the mercy of the Lord to get that taste. That's why Krishna says, Mame Vaya Prapadyante. See, we compare Vishwamitra Muni with Haridas Thakur. Vishwamitra Muni was a great yogi and he was doing tapasya for much longer time compared to Haridas Thakur. But just little sound of the ankle bells of Menaka, that was enough to cause his downfall. Whereas Haridas Thakur, in his case, the illusion was much stronger. Once Mayadevi personally came with all her powers, he was alone in the bank of the Ganga in Puliya. But Haridas Thakur, he was just chanting Hare Krishna. So Vishwamitra Muni was clean bowled, but Haridas Thakur remained not out. He scored century because he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In our spiritual life, we will probably not be tested that much. It's beyond our capacity. But test only doesn't mean just the test of the opposite sex. But anything which takes away our attention from the service of the Lord, that is Maya. You know? So we have to be very, very cautious. A devotee should be always be cautious. Like Prabhupada would say, my only regret is that my disciples are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. You know, there should be some kind of fear then. And then one can take shelter of Krishna. And then Prabhupada elaborates in the next purport that when Yayati is saying, I shall go to the forest, Prabhupada says, going to the forest means going to Vrindavan, the best forest. And Prabhupada is specially mentioning this age, Pancha Shodam Vanam Vrajet. At the age of 50, one should give up family life and go to the forest. And Prabhupada is mentioning very clearly, simply physically going to Vrindavan is not enough. Of course, Vrindavan is such a holy place. In the Mathura Mahatmaya, Rupa Goswami is explaining that even if somebody comes here for 3 days, he will receive the mercy of the Lord. So there are different levels of the mercy of the Lord. Even if somebody just comes for 1 day, like a tourist, they get some benefit. Many people come from Delhi, they have darshan of Banke Bihari, they drink some lassi, and then they go back, Radhe Radhe, you know. So that definitely the dham is very merciful, some effect is there. But at the same time it is said in the Shastras that if you go to holy place and simply take bath in the river, and do not associate with devotees, then one is compared to a donkey. Khara means the ass. So what does staying in Vrindavan mean is being elaborated by Prabhupada in a very detailed way here. That it means to take shelter of Krishna and concentrate one's mind on Radha and Krishna. Just 2-3 days back was the disappearance of Ramanand Rai. And here we heard from Sri Dinabandhu Prabhu, and in the books also you must have read that there was a conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Ramanand Rai. And there are two parts of the conversation. First part is where there is discussion about the goal of life, how to attain the goal of life. And then Lord Chaitanya says, Eho bhaya, aage kahar, Eho bhaya, aage kahar. And the second part is Lord Chaitanya is asking Ramanand Rai that who is the most wealthy person, who is the richest person. Generally we think, you know, like Mukesh Ambani is the richest person in India, or Bill Gates. And Ramanand Rai replies that one who has love for Radha and Krishna, he is the richest person. One who has this wealth, that is the wealth we should all hanker for. In the Bible there is a saying that seek the wealth which thieves cannot steal. Generally if you keep wealth, there is a danger of it being stolen. And even nowadays you may keep in the bank, but there is so much hacking going on. Just when before I came to Vrindavan, I was in Bangalore and I got a report of how one gentleman, he had a factory, and Saturday his somehow other his SIM card was blocked for some time, and he applied for a new SIM card, and he came to know by that time somebody had hacked his account and he had lost 27 lakh rupees just in a day, you know. So there's always fear of wealth being lost. But the wealth which thieves cannot steal is the wealth of love for Krishna, love for God and the holy name. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes to Sanatan Goswami this analogy. He says that one person was very poor and his father died and he had no money, and he went to an astrologer, right? The name Sarvagya. He goes to the astrologer and asks him, I have no money, what is my future? The astrologer says that actually your father kept a treasure in your courtyard, but because he died when you were not there, he did not tell you this. Some of you have read this in the Sanatana Shiksha, this story comes. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling the story that he says that don't dig on the western side or in the northern side or the southern side, because a ghost may appear, a wasp may come, or a snake may come. But dig on the eastern side and then you will get the treasure. So Prabhupada explains that this western side, northern side, southern side is like Jnana Marga, Karma Marga, and Jnana, Karma and Yoga. So there you may, if you dig, if you spend your life with this, you may not get the treasure, but rather you will get the snake of impersonal liberation as compared to a ajgara, a snake. But you dig on the eastern side is the path of Bhakti Yoga, and there you can get the treasure of love of Krishna. So hearing and chanting is a means to awaken that love, especially in Vrindavan Dham. Prabhupada writes in the purport this famous shloka by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesya Tanaya, that the supreme worshipable object is Nandanandan Krishna. Although we accept that Krishna is there in Dwarka also, Dwarkadish Krishna, but the attachment of a devotee should be for Nandanandan Krishna or Shyam Sundar. Like there's a very famous pastime mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that during the Ras Leela here in Brajadham, once Krishna left the Ras arena, because the gopis had developed some pride. They were thinking, we are so fortunate. It's a fact that actually they are the most fortunate, because the fortune of the gopis is much more than even Lakshmi. Because Lakshmi Devi wanted to enter the Ras Leela, but she could not enter. There's a place across the river Yamuna, that forest called Shrivan or Belvan, yeah, where Lakshmi Devi performed austerities for thousands of years. But she wanted to come into the Ras Leela, but she could not follow in the footsteps of the Brajavasis. So the fortune of the gopis is much more. Krishna is personally dancing with them, performing leelas. So gopis had developed some kind of pride, that we cannot call it material pride, but Krishna left. And when Krishna left Ras Arena, he went and he was sitting under a tree, and the gopis were searching for Krishna. Where is Krishna? If you read in the Krishna book, there is one whole chapter how the gopis are looking for Krishna. They are asking the trees, have you seen Krishna? Has the son of Maharaj Nanda come here? And think, no point in asking these trees. They are male trees, because they will take the side of Krishna. Then they ask the Tulasi trees, the female trees, They ask the deer. They are looking for Krishna. This is also kind of ecstasy when a devotee is feeling separation from Krishna. Actually, our Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are teaching us how to stay in Vrindavan. Prabhupada writes in one letter that the devotees in our temple in Vrindavan should follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis. How the Goswamis, when they were living in Vrindavan, they are ideal, they are our heroes. Just like people have some heroes, you know, there's some cricket hero, like, or some people have film heroes. But we have heroes means one who live ideal life. Says Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. How they were living such austere lives. And they never claimed to have darshan of Krishna directly. There is a nice prayer by Srinivas Acharya, the Shad Goswami Ashtaka. And there it describes, He Radhe Vraja Devike Shalalite, He Nanda Shuno Kuta. Where are you, Krishna? Where is Srimati Radharani? Are you on the bank of Radhakund or the foothills of Govardhan? So like that they would feel separation. That is actually a viro unmad, described in the Madhya Leela chapter 2, that Lord Chaitanya, when he was in Puri, you see, he was in, there are different stages of his stay in Jagannath Puri. Totally 48 years Lord Chaitanya performed his Leela on this planet. For first 24 years he was in Navadvip, and then he took sannyas. After that, immediately after taking sannyas, he moved to Jagannath Puri. Actually, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, but his mother did not give permission. His mother said, Vrindavan is so far, and you know, in those days there was no communication. The only way you could get news is somebody walked from Vrindavan to Mayapur. So better you go to Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri is relatively closer. Prabhupada says that Mayapur and Puri, they are like the two rooms in the same house. So better you go to Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya obeyed his mother. There's one name of Lord Chaitanya, among the many names, is Matra Bhakta Shrestha, the best of the devotees of mother. So although Lord Chaitanya took sannyas for setting an example, and it is said today, Maya Amriga, for chasing the living beings who are like animals, who are chased by Maya, but he never disrespected his mother. Oftentimes he would send prasad for his mother. He would inquire from devotees about the well-being of his mother. So on his mother's order, he stayed in Puri. And immediately after reaching Puri, he took sannyas in the month of January, Magh month. And immediately after that, next month he reached Puri. And then after, he had discussion with Sarvam Bhattacharya for 7 days. And Sarvam Bhattacharya then became, he joined ISKCON. Means he became a Vaishnava. And then immediately, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya asked his permission. I want to go to South India. Because he wanted to search for his brother. That was a excuse, but actually he wanted to deliver the people of South India. So for 2 years he was traveling. That is 24 plus 2. 26 years. Then 4 years he did travel to Vrindavan and other places. That is 30 years. Now last 18 years, how did he spend? Out of that 6 years, he was in Puri, but enacting leelas with the devotees and meeting the devotees and hearing chanting. And last 12 years, he was all alone. He was in Gambhira. And you know, the place in Gambhira where we generally have darshan, I'm sure most of you have had darshan. There is the sandals of Lord Chaitanya, his shoes are kept there. But that place is definitely the place, but the actual place where Lord Chaitanya would sit is little underground. I was fortunate last about 1.5 years back, the pujari took me down. He said to open a lock, and I was in a yatra with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. The pujari took him, and somehow I also went in. And he showed us the actual place where Lord Chaitanya would sit. Any of you have seen that? You have to go about 8 to 10 feet down. And then the pujari, he made us sit. Then he said, you just meditate. How do you find this place? So he switched off the light. And you know, I was in a very small place, and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj you know, being very advanced devotee, he was closing his eyes and seeing. And I was thinking, now it's 8:30 because I have to reach by 8:45 for prasadam. I was thinking, my God, if I don't get out, I will miss my prasadam. So I was on bodily platform. And then he asked, after he switched on the light, what was your experience? So Maharaj gave an answer. He said, an experience that I cannot describe, you know. In other words, the dham experience is also depends on the consciousness. Like I am in Vrindavan, like Prabhupada is saying here, I may be in Vrindavan and still be attached to material sense gratification. And somebody may be in Vrindavan and constantly thinking of the pleasure of Krishna Balaram. Like devotees who have been, you know, today the last day of Chandan Yatra, last 20 days devotees working hard for serving Krishna Balaram. A pujari is doing seva. There are devotees who are in the kitchen from 6:30 onwards cutting vegetables and rolling chapatis. Or there are devotees who are managing the temple. So in or distributing prasad outside. So this service mood is actually the way to enter Vrindavan. You know, Prabhupada is very strongly condemning that if you are in Vrindavan and still thinking of sex desire, better you leave Vrindavan and don't commit grievous offenses. Anyway, coming back to the Jagannath Puri part, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the 12 years he was in Gambhira, and at that time sometimes he would come out, but mostly he was inside. And sometimes he would, so much in excess in separation, that he would start rubbing his face against the wall, and sometimes blood would come out. And sometimes, although the doors were all closed, he would suddenly disappear. And the devotees would be looking, where is Lord Chaitanya? And then suddenly they would find him near the Sinhadwar, and his hand and feet would be inside like a tortoise, you know. So that last 12 years, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was completely immersed in the state of ecstasy. Of course, we cannot, it's beyond our capacity to even imagine. But the mood, what Prabhupada is saying here, the mood of a devotee in the dham should be to be immersed in the thoughts of Krishna. That is actually Brajabhas, that to always think of the pleasure of Radha and Krishna, either directly by serving the deity or in any way. Whatever we are doing, ultimately Prabhupada would say, whatever we do in Krishna consciousness is for the pleasure of Krishna. So that kind of Vrindavan dham is encouraged. And that's why it is said, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshyatanaya. So the form which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is meditating on, even when he would look at Jagannath, many times he would look at Jagannath, he would not see Jagannath, but he would see Shyam Sundar. He would see the threefold bending form of Krishna. And what kind of absorption is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was absorbed in seeing Jagannath, because he would not go very close. Because if he would go very close, then he would just, first time he went, he just fell unconscious. And the guards were about to beat him up, but Sarvam Bhattacharya protected the Lord. So Sarvam Bhattacharya told him, don't go very near Jagannath. So he said, okay, I will see from the Garuda Stambha. If you go to Puri, you will see the marks of the fingers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was completely absorbed. And one day, one Odisha lady, she was not of much height. She wanted to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. And because her height was low and there was so much rush, so she climbed the Garuda Stambha. Somehow or other, she got into Garuda Stambha. She put 1 foot there. And to balance herself, she put another foot on Lord Chaitanya's shoulder. And she was not doing it purposefully. She was so absorbed. This was like, in movies you have gallery, you know. You can see from the gallery better darshan. She was on a height. And Lord Chaitanya was not aware, and neither this lady was aware. Lord Chaitanya was so absorbed in seeing Jagannath. I mean, how many of us, of course, we are not on that level, but whenever we are seeing the Lord, we should pray to Krishna that let my mind be absorbed. Krishna Tvadiya Pada Panjaranta. Especially Prabhupada says, meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna. That kind of absorption. So it was completely, Lord Chaitanya was absorbed, and Govinda, the servant of the Lord, he chastised this lady. Oh, get down. What are you doing? The sannyasi, you are putting your feet on the shoulders of a sannyasi. And this lady came down, she begged forgiveness. But Lord Chaitanya did not chastise this lady. You know, Lord Chaitanya was so strict that even his close associate like Srivas Thakur's wife Malini, when they would come to Jagannath Puri, they could not come near Lord Chaitanya. They would only offer respect from a distance. But now this lady is putting her feet on the shoulder and Lord Chaitanya had no objections. In fact, he chastised Govinda. He said, "Oh Adivasya, oh uncivilized men, you know, why do you chastise this? Lord Jagannath has not given me such eagerness as this lady. Aho vando ihara pai, I worship her lotus feet. By her blessing, I can also get that same kind of absorption." You know? Of course, we cannot imitate, but these are some glimpses of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was totally absorbed. And then when he was seeing Krishna in this way, then after he came out of the absorption, then he saw Jagannath in the form of Jagannath. So, that's why here it is said, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanaya Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam. Prabhupada writes here that Vrindavan Dham is as good as Krishna. Like His Grace Gopi Paranandan Prabhu would say that actually in Vrindavan, every part of Vrindavan is a temple. It's like here, of course, we are fortunate to be in the presence of the deities. That is even more great fortune. Prabhupada once said that in this compound of this Krishna Balram temple, everything is there. You know, there is no need for anything else. You know? At the same time, there is so much variegatedness in the dham. Every particle of the dham is as good as Krishna. The air which is flowing, moving in Vrindavan, that is also non-different from Krishna. Because this is the spiritual world. Chintamani Dham. To a very neophyte devotee like myself, I may not experience like this. I may be still be attached, and not maybe, but definitely attached to material sense gratification. But Vishaya Chhadiya Kabe Shuddha Habe Mana Tabe Hama Heribo Shri Vrindavan. When my heart will become free from material desires, then I will see Vrindavan. Otherwise, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that one should not stay too long. Once you stay in Vrindavan for service or for hearing chanting. So, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Tabe Hame Heribo Yugala Priti. Yugala Priti means love for Radha and Krishna is understood by developing attachment to Rupa and Raghunath by reading their books. Sometimes sahajiyas they think that if you are in Vrindavan there is no need of reading books. You just chant Radhe Radhe. That is good also, but we want to follow the path of the Acharyas. There are books like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Prabhupada given Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and other. There are other writings also. So through the writings of the Acharyas, we can understand what is Vrindavan. Through our material senses, Vrindavan, we may not understand. There is one story I had heard in one of the Brajamandal Yatras when I first came to Vrindavan, that one German person, he was not a devotee, just before Prabhupada started the Krishna Balram temple. He just was curious, he had heard about Vrindavan. So he wanted to see Vrindavan. So he took a flight from Frankfurt to Delhi, and from Delhi took a train, Taj Express to Mathura. Those times there were tonga here, not so much auto rickshaws. So he took a tonga from Mathura to Vrindavan. And then he came and he saw, there is, you know, not uncontrolled, drainage system is not good, uncleanliness. So he thought, what is this? Is this the spiritual world? This is very dirty. Similarly, he took a tonga from Vrindavan to Mathura and train to Delhi and fly Delhi to Frankfurt, back home, back to Mayahead. You know, he was trying to understand Vrindavan through his senses. This is aprakrit jagat. We have to understand by hearing. That Chintamani Prakasadmashi. Especially Prabhupada writes in the purport that this Vrindavan 90 miles southeast of Delhi is non-different from Goloka Vrindavan. So, I mean, I am like a hog. I am talking about myself. A hog may not understand what is Gajar Halwa. You know? So we are not, at least I am myself, not in the mood of, not in the purity to appreciate Vrindavan. But by repeatedly hearing from the mouths of Srila Prabhupada and their followers, gradually that love for Vrindavan will become awakened. You know? It's a very deep subject matter to develop love for Vrindavan. Sometimes we are sentimentally, some people become attracted. They like the gullies of Vrindavan, or they like a certain, you know, the atmosphere externally. But real love for Vrindavan is awakened when you follow in the process of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Rupa and Sanatana Goswami to Vrindavan and he gave them some mission. He said, you restore the lost holy places. Because 5,000 years have passed, or at the time 4,500 is, and things had changed. Nobody knew where actually Krishna's pastime took place. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, they came and they would go under the Kalpavriksha trees and pray to Lord. And it was through their revelation that we understand what are the holy places of Vrindavan. It is not by simply taking a map or a Google map you search, you know, you will not understand Vrindavan. And Rupa Goswami, you know the story, one of his mission was to find Radha Govinda Dev. And this deity was established by Vajranath, but after some time nobody knew where the deity was. So Rupa Goswami was searching. He was going to every house, to every ashram, and he was looking for the deities, but he could not find. And then he was on the bank of the Yamuna, very depressed. And one boy came, said, "Baba, Baba, chalo hamar sath. I will show you." He took hand of Rupa Goswami, brought him to that tila, which is now near the Govindji temple now. He said, "Under this, you'll see a cow would come every day and would put all the milk there." And then Rupa Goswami, with the help of the local devotees, he took out the beautiful deities of Govindji and also Vrindadevi. Like that, their life was completely dedicated. And then Lord Chaitanya told them to write books also, like Bhakti Rasamritindu, Upadeshamrit, Hari Bhakti Vilas, Brihad Bhagavatamrit, Lagu Bhagavatamrit. If you read in the Madhya Leela, there's a description of the books of Rupa Goswami. There's 20-25 books, almost 1 lakh verses. And Jiva Goswami, who was the nephew of Rupa Goswami and also his disciple, he wrote over 4 lakh verses. In fact, I studied in Banaras Hindu University for 5 years. I was studying avidya, engineering. And at that time, I did not pay much attention. Although I had met Prabhupada and I was chanting, but I was not so serious. And now after reading the books, Prabhupada says that in that university, in Banaras Hindu University, there is one whole department dedicated to Jiva Goswami's book. One whole department. So can you imagine? Even spiritually is most exalted, even materially speaking, who can think of writing today 4 lakh verses? We may not even read 4 lakh verses also. The Tattva Sandarbha, the Preeti Sandarbha, Sikh Sandarbha, and Gopal Champu, and Anand Vrindavan Champu. And of course, my personal thing is that we should try to stick more to Prabhupada's books. Sometimes for reference may use these other books. Sometimes devotees may go too much into other books and neglect Prabhupada's books. Because Prabhupada's books are like the mother's milk. You know, the mother's milk is best for the child. So through these books of Prabhupada and the books of the Acharyas, through that we can understand the glory of Vrindavan. And sometimes when Lord Chaitanya was in Puri, he would inquire, "How are Rupa and Sanatana doing?" And then he would get the news that they would sleep under different trees every day. Tektva turnam ashesha mandalapati shrenim sadatuchavat bhutva dina ganeshaka karunaya kaupina kanthashrito. They gave up all royal paraphernalia. You know, when Rupa Goswami resigned, he had a boatload full of gold coins. Can you imagine the amount of money? And he just gave it up. And like giving up, Sanatana Goswami gave up the Prime Minister's post. In today's world, if somebody is given the post of a minister, he'd be so happy. But Rupa and Sanatana rejected it. Prabhupada gives the example of one Mr. C.R. Das, who was also a barrister, a lawyer. And during the time of the fight against the British, all were discouraged from practicing. They were told, "Don't do their practice, and some monthly maintenance will be given." So he was given some small maintenance, but he could not live. He gave up his body. As a person who is accustomed to living very opulently, to tell him to live very simply is very difficult. But Rupa and Sanatana, they were having palatial facilities in Ramkeli. And here in Vrindavan, they are doing madhukari. You know, they are begging, and sometimes they would get roti, sometimes some chickpeas, and they were happy with this because they had the wealth of Krishna. Once Srila Giriraj Maharaj was telling a very humorous story that when he was a brahmachari and he was staying in Mayapur for some time, the brahmachari would take rest in a hall, and there were fans, so he would sleep under a particular fan. And then one devotee told him this story, how Rupa and Sanatan, they would sleep under different trees, so it should not be attached to one fan. So he was shifting different fans every day. Attachment is so strong, anything. You can become attached to your locker also. Even you may not have anything. But Rupa and Sanatan, they were living like this and writing books. And we know the story of how Sanatan Goswami was going, he went to Mahavan, and there he saw one Brahman, Purushottam Chaube. He was chastising Madan Mohan. Sanatan Goswami, because he was the author of Hari Bhakti Vilasi, he corrected him. And then later the Lord appeared in a dream and told Sanatan Goswami, now you take over this service. So Sanatan Goswami said, my Lord, I don't have anything. The Lord said, no problem, whatever you have. So he would just make some bati. If you take some atta, mix it with water and, you know, bati without any salt, he was offering to the Lord. And after few days, the Lord said, Sanatan, you are offering me this bati, please give some salt. And Sanatan said, now you are asking for salt, then sugar. I don't have, this is all I have. So, can you imagine if we have a diet without salt, Hare Krishna. And Sanatan Goswami was living like this. Later on, of course, we know the story how Madan Mohan arranged, one boat was stuck, and that boat was carrying salt also. So after the boat got stuck near Madan Mohan temple, the boatman, he was actually from Multan, and he came to Sanatan Goswami asking for help. And by the prayers of Sanatan Goswami, the boat was saved. So he was so happy, he said, you have saved my boat, what can I do for you? Sanatan Goswami said, I don't want anything, but if you want, you can make a temple for Madan Mohan. That's how the first important temple in Vrindavan was Madan Mohan temple, which Sanatan Goswami built. And then of course Govindji temple. So they were teaching by example how to keep minimum for oneself and maximize for the Lord. For themselves, just some bhajan kutir. Sanatan Goswami had bhajan kutir near Madan Mohan temple. And we know the story. Sanatan Goswami was thirsty, and the Lord with his flute, he made a small well. So in such cases where the devotee is totally dependent on the Lord personally intervenes. Yoga kshema vahamyam. Ananesh chintayantu ma ye jana paryupasate. Because we cannot imitate, we have to know our level. So that's why Prabhupada has created this wonderful temple. How much endeavor, some of you may have heard, or Mataji, Devi Shakti Mataji was presenting a few weeks back about the temple, how it was built, how Gurudas Prabhu, Jamuna Mataji, so many devotees, they worked hard. So many devotees from different places, they sent money to build this temple. This is a facility for us to advance in Krishna consciousness. Because we cannot imitate the Goswami sleeping under trees. So Krishna has given some nice facility. But then Prabhupada says in the purport that we should use it to concentrate the mind upon the Supreme Lord. So I was telling you about the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai. And the last part of the conversation, Lord Chaitanya is asking the questions. One other question he asks is, dhyaya made kona dhyaya hai? What one should meditate on? And Ramananda Rai replies, Radha Krishna Padam Bhuja. The same thing which Prabhupada says in the purport, same thing is told by Ramananda Rai. Radha Krishna Pada Ambuja. The word Ambuja means lotus. So meditation should be on the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar. So we see in our temple also, the maximum rush is on the altar of Radha Shyam Sundar, especially on Chandan Yatra. Everyone is so absorbed. Just like we click photographs in mobile deities. Every time we see the deity with our heart, we should click a photograph. The gallery of our heart will be filled with pictures of Krishna. The previous data will get erased, the junk data. For many births, we have many species we have tried to enjoy. And then the next question Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda is, Upasya Made Kon Upasya Hai? Among the worshipable objects, which is the most important? And Ramananda said, Yugala Radha Krishna Nam. You know, the worshipable object is the Yugala. Yugala means two, that is Radha and Krishna. And Prabhupada translates Yugal Radha Krishna as Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He says that the most worshipable object is the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's like our devotees in this 24 hours kirtan group, you know, totally dedicated, you know, in the middle of the night or hot summer or cold weather, with the inspiration of Shripad Indra Prabhu. This is worshipping the holy name. We worship the holy name in two ways. By Sankirtan, by singing in melodious tunes with instruments, and of course chanting on Japa. So actually I was thinking, because Prabhupada is saying in the purport here, that if one somehow or other gets a chance to stay in Vrindavan, one should fix one's mind on the holy name of Krishna. So we should utilize this opportunity. Of course, apart from the regular service, try to chant more and more, be absorbed in the holy name. Because Lord Chaitanya, he spoke to Sanatana Goswami, 64 items of devotional service. This was in Varanasi, on the bank of the river Ganga. As I was telling you, I was studying in Varanasi, but I was not so serious. But once I went to see, that ghat is still there, where Lord Chaitanya spoke to Sanatana Goswami. That's called Dashashwamedh Ghat. And after telling all the 64 items, then Lord Chaitanya says, Taramade Sarvashreshtha Nama Sankirtan Niraparade Namalai Pai Premadhan. That among all the 64 items, the most important is the chanting of the holy name. And Niraparade Namalai Pai Premadhan. If one chants without offenses, then one will get Premadhan. So now the question is how to become free from offenses. And Prabhupada gives two solutions in his purports. In one purport, you know that famous verse, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. There are 9 items described in detail and there is purport for each item. So there Prabhupada says, the way to become offenses, free from offenses, to chant 24 hours a day. Continuously chant, according to our capacity to chant more and more. And second place, in the Adi Leela 8th chapter, Prabhupada explains that by taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, all offenses are forgiven. There is one verse, Bahu Janme Kare Yadi Shravana Kirtan Tabu Na Paye Krishna Pade Premadhan. You may chant Hare Krishna for many births and not develop love for Krishna because of offenses. But Chaitanya Nityananda Nahi Esab Vichar Naam Laite Prem De Bahe Ashrudhar. But in the names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, there is no question of offenses. So if before chanting, we very sincerely bow down at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, or first at the lotus feet of Sri Guru, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru and Parampara, especially Haridas Thakur and then Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balram, Radha Shyam Sundar, and pray that please free me from offenses. Even though we may not want to commit offenses, some offenses take place inadvertently. In that case, Prabhupada recommends you take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur recommends to his disciples that as you are chanting the holy name with every bead, you should think about the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Aparada Dure Jabe Pabe Premadhan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Dayal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachre Amar. That one who remembers the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, he is freed from all offenses. Aparada dure jabe pabe premadhan. O name aparade vichar to nai hai. In the name of Radha and Krishna, there is fear of offenses. But in the name of Gaur Nitai, there is no fear of offenses. So that's why Prabhupada said, before you chant Hare Krishna mantra, we take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Just like first Gaur Nitai, then Radha Shyam Sundar. So first we chant Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And then with a prayerful mood we take shelter of the holy name. I was reading one book by Shachinandan Maharaj, Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. There he recommends that when one is chanting the holy name, one should prepare one's mind by offering sincere prayers. And Prabhupada writes in the 7th canto of the same verse, 23rd, 24th, that Shravanam Kirtanam verse. In the last part he writes, when after finishing one's chanting, one can offer some prayer which will help one become free from offenses. One of the prayers is, Nivritta Tarsher Upagiya Manat Bhavoshadi Shrota Manobhiram. It's a verse from the 10th canto. And the other verse is from Rupa Goswami's Namashtaka, Ai Mukta Kuler. So Prabhupada writes, by sincerely praying and begging at the lotus feet of the holy name, one can become freed from offenses. And then, once you are freed from offense, then even though somebody may tell you that please stop chanting, please take rest, your heart will be vibrating. The holy name will just spontaneously dance in the heart, and from the dance, from the heart to the tongue, and you will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There is one particular Babaji in our Gaudiya Sampradaya. He had a deity of the holy name, like on a rock. He had carved the Hare Krishna mantra, and he would worship that also. That Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, among worshipable objects, the holy name is worshipped. So every syllable of the holy name is worshipped. And the way we worship the holy name is by offering complete attention. Prabhupada writes in a letter to a disciple that chanting should be done in the Brahma Muhurata, and don't worry about speed, but try to hear every syllable very carefully. And in that way, you will develop taste. So I once again seek the blessings of devotees to develop taste for the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhu, would you like to comment something? Any questions or? Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.